Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Kif Yid Tes. Kif Yid Tes. We're six lines from the bottom of the Umid, where it says in the parentheses a special mnemonic of Diash Adish Kastoch Moidoch Simen. These are simanim of who said what in the next few lines, as we'll see. Omer Shuvan Achmeni Rabbi Yonison. We're continuing to talk about Hallel. On Tishtaiten Hallel, Oid Chokian Isuni Vatil Lishir. Who said these psikim initially? Says the Gemara that at the time of this, the Mashu explains that this Gemara is referring to when Shmuel was asked by a Kodesh Baruch Hu to go and be machtir. According to Mashu, our Gemara is talking about when Shmuel was asked by a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Moishech David HaMelech, to become Melech of Klal Yisrael. Shmuel had never met David HaMelech, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give him a photograph. So when he came to Yishai, he said that one of your sons is going to become the Melech. So he said, okay, where are your sons? And he went one after the other, and he thought the oldest son, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no, this is not one. He thought the second son, no, this is not the one. Third son, till he got to the seventh son, which was the final son before David HaMelech, all to not. Then he asked Yishai, tell me, do you have another son? Yeah, I have another son. He's a youngster and he's a royal son. In other words, he's not worthy, he's not qualified to be Melech. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, that's the one I want to be Melech over Klal Yisrael. He saw David HaMelech and he was Moshech him for the Melechim. So the Gemara tells us now a little bit about the psikim that were said at the time. Omer Rav Shimon Achmeni, Omer Rav Yonison. Oidcha kiani sani. Oidcha, I thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, kiani sani, that you listened to my tefillah. Who said that? Omar David. David HaMelech said, because you appointed me to be the new Melech. Omar Yishai. Yishai said that the one that we were moyest by, that we thought is gunished, he's just a royal sign. He became the Rosh Pinah, became the Melech Yisrael. Me'ez Hashem hois is ois, Omri Echav. This is Mamish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No Bus of Adam would have imagined that David HaMelech is going to be the one appointed. Ze'ayim Us Hashem Omar Shmuel. Shmuel, who had been sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Moshech, he said, no, Ze'ayim Us Hashem, the Gil Nisachem by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oski Klim, Anayim Melech for Klai Yisrael. So this is the end of the first shtickle, and notice that the first part of the Pusik, Oidcha, was David, that's Dalid. Evim Wasi Aboinim was Yishai, that's Yud. Me'ez Hashem Hoyse Zoyse, that was Echav, that's the Aleph. And Ze'ayim Mus Hashem is Shmuel, and that's the Diash, Dalet, Yid, Aleph, Shin, in the parentheses. Now the next one is Adish, because we're going to see, we're going to start now with the Echav, and then David, and then Yishai, and Shmuel. Says Yimura. Una Hashem Hoyshina, Omri Echav. The brother said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now that you have selected David HaMelech to be the Melech, go and give a yeshiva for Klal Yisrael that it should daka as al-galingin, that he daka his malicha should work out. Unu Hashem Matzlichana Omer David. David said about himself that his malchus should also be masliach in all of its undertakings. So that's the Aleph Dalet of the second mnemonic. Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem Omer Yishai. Yishai said this to Shmuel when he met Shmuel, and he said, no, Kim Taram Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem. Shmuel said back to Yishai and to the sons of Yishai, because at that point Shmuel didn't know who was going to be the Melech. That's why it's Volushan Rabbim says the Mashu. Berachnuchem mibeis Hashem, I send the bruchah to all of you, whichever one of you is going to become the Melech. So therefore you have the Adish Aleph Dalet Yuchin, like we just said. Now the final one is Kel Hashem v'yur luni Omri Chilan. All of them said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should be mayor for us, that is Shalzan Lechtik. Israchak Bavoisim Omar Shmuel. Now what means that Shmuel said it? So if you look at the last Rishbam all the way in the bottom line, it says the Rishbam Israchak Bavoisim Hadiz Vokumishlum Harbe Lismoyach Umata Dumalam Isbeh. The Israchak Bavoisim go and tie the chag with cords. What do we mean tie the cords? It continues on. Bavoisim Ad Karnis HaMizbeach. Ad Karnis HaMizbeach is referring to the kamunis that we bring on the Mizbeach, that we do the Zrikas Adam on the Karnis HaMizbeach. So the point is that Shmuel is now saying this is a day of celebration. Kodesh Baruch Hu selected David Melech Yisrael to be the new Melech. So therefore, Yisrachak Bavoisim. This is Yivazin Shmuel. Then, Keli Yatav Yedeka, Omer David. David is thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for selecting him to be the Nayim Melech. L'kayirim emek, Omri Kilon. Everybody said, let's go be Meroimim, let's exalt the name of the Holy Good of Beshefer. Ah, so this final one is now, the Kele Shavu Yiluni was, Kilon was the Chav. Then, Yisrachak Bavoisim is the Shin of Shmuel. Keliat Beidecha is Duvra Melech, and the Chaimereka is the Kilan is again Chuf. So that's how we have the third one, Chuf Shin Dalid Chuf. The only thing is, what about the fourth one? So the fourth one is not referring to the names that said anything, but rather Mei Oideka. You're trying to remember from where in Hallel did we start breaking up these psikim? From Oidcha Kiyadi Sunimatil Lishio.
That's the beginning.
That's the beginning, not from all the way from Betzei Shom and Mitzrayim, to the Halishim Kogoyim, from Mei Oideka. So all three of these, talking about the statements made by David HaMelech, his father, the brothers, etc. All of that started from Oidcha Kiyani Suni. Yeah. I'm sorry, my apologies. You're absolutely right. From Oidcha Kiyani Suni, Yeshakoyach Rabbi Yoina. So the Moravai Titanan Husam. Talking about Hal. Mokoyim Shenoagi Lichpoil, Yichpoil, Livshoit, Yivshoit. Yivurach Achrav, Yivurach Hakoil. Yivurech, Hakol Kiminig Amadina. What the Mishnah is telling us is a Mishnah Besach the Sikha, that when it comes to Hallel, there are some places that they were koifel, that they used to go and say the Psikim and Hallel twice. Poshet at this point, it sounds like the entire Hallel, like the Rashi says on the top line, and therefore the Hallel will take much longer than it takes today. We're only koifel the Psukim as we get closer to the end. But according to this minig, they were koyful everything. Lifsha, Yifshet, but those mekoymus that they only said the halal once without repeating it. Nu is ochkit.
It's like verse by verse from Stamet.
Exactly, exactly like we do. Exactly, no, yeah. Levurach Achrav, those places where they bring a bruch at the end like we do, with the halicha, and then we finish bruch atu Hashem, melech milabatish bruchais, Yivurech, hakol kimene gamadina. The Gemara, however, doesn't talk about the bruch alafunav, it only talks about the bruch alachrav. It's a rabbiya, lo yishun li achrav, alafunav, mitzvah levurach. Right. That everybody agrees that you have to make the bruchah before. Anytime you're making a birchas mitzvah, you have to do it before the asiyas mitzvah. So since saying Hallel is a mitzvah, so the birchas mitzvah precedes it. My master, the high oivra lishnaktimi, the choyri should have said, what's the solution of Oivelasiusen says Imuram Nachmar Yisrael. This is in the pusuk Vayoretz Achimat Derech Hakika Vayavoir Es Hakushi. What is this referring to? It's referring to the big melchuma between David HaMelech and his son Avshalom. Avshalom was killed in the melchuma, and the supporters of David HaMelech, of course, were very, very happy, and they went to go and tell David HaMelech the good news. So they first appointed the Kushi that he should go and run to David HaMelech to tell him, and then Achimat said, you know what, why should the Kushi tell him? I want to have the kuvet of telling him first. And Achimatz ran and ran and ran. He ran so quickly that he passed the Kushi and he got to David HaMelech before the Kushi got to David HaMelech. David HaMelech, by the way, was very upset. As the psikim say there in Tanakh, he got very upset that Avshalom was killed. But the point is, Achimatz ran in front of the Kushi. See, we see the Vayavar means to go and pass in front of. So here too, the bruch of Hallel passes in front of the saying of Hallel, it precedes it. Abayom Amihuch, I have another eye. The Uvalif Neim, this is talking about Yaakov Vini when he sent the mincha, the present to his brother Esav. So he said, sent all of the various animals, etc., etc., and says, the Uvalif Neim, he went in front of them. This is talking about Yemois Mashiach, that when Mashiach will come in Miyat Hashem, the Vayav Malka Lefnei and the Melech HaMashiach will go in front of Klal Yisrael, and in front of him, Kavi Yuchav Hashem Baroish HaKadosh Baruch will go in front of him. That will be the real front, so to speak. Anyway, the point is, it says Vayavar, so I see once again that it means Koidim, it means before. The Mepharshim ask, why didn't they just go and say Koidim? Why does it have to go and say Oiv? And then you have to go and bring up Shetel, met the three dry psikim, let it say Koidim Las Yusuf, which said Oiv Las Yusuf. So they say that there's a difference between the word Koidim and between the word Oiv. Similar to what Rashi brings in Chemish, Rashi says, why does sometimes it says Achad Dvorim Eila, and sometimes it says Achrei Dvorim Eila. Says Rashi, Achar means Sumech, Acharei means Muflik. Means Achar Dvorim Eila means later on, after this happened. After this could be 5 minutes later, and after this could be 5 years later. So Achar means Achar happened, take it from Miyad, shortly thereafter. Mashenkin, Achrei Dvorim Eila could have happened a year, 2 years, 5 years later. Same thing they say over here, the word Koidim before. Before means before davening today, The Democrats and the Republicans got together and they signed the legislation. But it didn't happen right before davening. It happened already, 6 hours ago, whatever. Or we can go and say, before davening this morning, they made the Sima Shas. When was that? That was more than a year ago, but it was before. So that would mean koidim. Oiva means right before the mitzvah. It's got to be right, and that's by the achimat. But here it's achimat. Vayavas kushi. He got there right before the kushi, because the kushi, after all, had some distance over him because he started out earlier. So he got there right before him. Right before. So therefore, the oiva means right before the mitzvah. Don't make a hefsik between the brucha and the halel. Shnel aran likreis halel halika. You go straight into the house. Okay, so it's right. Tanya, we learned in the Brisa. Yes, what would you like to say?
Gemura a little before.
You're 100%.
I'm a daf chazen.
Daf chazen. Oh, it's right. Say it. That's why Taka Lichbar. Tanya, Rebbe, Koifu Badvorim. He used to Taka repeat it. Mizel chazen. So now, what was he Koifu Badvorim? It doesn't say in the Gemura what he was Koifu. However, if you look at the Rishbam, Koifu Badvorim, Me'at hoye Koifel, mi burach habo ulem matzah. Starting from burach habo, that's when he was Koifel. Okay, so let's take out a siddur to remember where that is. So all the way at the end, after Una Hashem Oshina, Una Hashem Hatzlichana, then it says burach habo b'shem Hashem, b'rechlichem b'yis Hashem, burach habo b'shem Hashem, kel Hashem yiluni, kel Hashem yiluni, kel yat v'idek, kel v'idek, alil Hashem kitoiv l'chase, alil Hashem kitoiv. So he started from burach habo b'shem Hashem, which is not our minig, because our minig is even earlier than that. But he started from burach habo b'shem Hashem. As they learned, Rashbam Pshat, in the Gemara, the reason why he learns that way is because Reb Luzer ben Parta moisev badvorim. He was moisev even more than that. My moisev, what was he moisev? Moisev lichbal me oidcha lemata. We start from me oidcha. Where is the oidcha? Aster pischili shari tzedek over one moidcha. Zeh Hashem Hashem tzedika yavoy. Starting from there, we sing oidcha kenesuni, oidcha kenesuni, ev moasev boinim, ev moasev boinim. Then we repeat every pusik twice. So starting from oidcha through Una Hashem Oishina, Una Hashem Aslichana, into Burach Habo. So that's the Moisev Badvarim. He didn't start from Burach Habo. He started from Oidcha Kiani Sani. Ah, Zayefai. Zogti Mura. Durish Avavira, Zimnan Omle Mishmei Derav. Zimnan Omle Mishmei Derav. So that, of course, that wouldn't make a lot of sense. So that's why it says on the side, Mishmei Derav, number Hey, is Derav Ami. Vizimnan Omle Mishmei Derav, Asi. Maida Sibashtem Pusse, Vigdal Hayelet Vayigomau. Usigash Bokalas, Sidel Siddikim. Okay, so now this Pushup Shat, the Pusse is talking about the day that the mother of Yitzchak, meaning Surimani, when she stopped weaning, she was weaning from nursing her son.
Yes.
This week said, I think you're right, I'm not up to the yet, but I... Okay, fine, ich nehme und gesinnt tight, you know, no problem. Anyway, so, mi gemacht hat na ganze Sida, ve yase, vroon, mischte, gudol, bioi, mi gummel, es jitzchak. So, ich stein pussig, mit gemacht na ganze Sida. Fine. Says the Gemara, but I'm learning it a little bit differently. Usik Hashem Baruch Hu lasa Sida l'tzadikam bioim, shiigmol, chastel zara shel Yitzchak. Okay, so from here, until the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to go and learn this Bederach Drush to tell us when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make that Grois Sidel Tzadikim that we talk about, that Medesen from the Levusan and from the Shor Habor, etc., etc., Medzitzadot and the Sikishal of Levusan. This, now the Gemara is talking about who is going to go and bench a Mitakoy Shabrucha by that Sidel. So there's a very beautiful Yiddish niggin about that.
If you have Leviosa, what do you need Shor HaBor? You have enough food, what do you need both?
Yeah, so because Hashkocha, yes, Altamas. Anyway, Usa Kodesh Baruch Hu lasa Sidel Tzadikim miyom shiigmol chasdel zara shel Yitzchak. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to go and bring
life.
He's saying that's the reason why they're going to have Leviosa, because they're not going to, some people won't need Shor HaBor, because they're going to ask what's the Hashkocha on the Shor HaBor, because that's Geshochten. So therefore they get Leviosa. Leviosa is a fish, everybody, we eat fish, and it's not Kapabai. Okay, sit on the Mas. Anyway, again, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that when the Klal Yisrael get together with Mashiach, with Kibbutz Kulius, and all the rest, Kodesh Baruch Hu made one grois Sidel Tzadikim. B'yom Shigmal Chasel Zar Shiyitzok, on that day that he's going to be Goymel Chesed, the ultimate Chesed of the Geula from this terrible Gulus that we're in, Zar Shiyitzok, meaning for us, for Klal Yisrael. What's going to happen by that? Sidel La'achisha Oichel Mishoisin, after they finish eating and drinking, no, somebody has to go and bench. As Noisel Avrom Avini Kosha Bruch Alavurech. They give the Kosha Avrom and say, Avrom, no. Volume Lahan says, Avrom, Eini Mavurech. I'm not going to bench. She used many Yishmuel. Unfortunately, my progeny is not totally Tuar. I have a son, Yishmuel. So that's a little bit of a blemish on my Neshama. Ich Nemeshun the bench. Okay? I'm Levi Yitzchak. Tula Baruch, okay? I'm sorry? Yeah, we're not finished yet. Yitzchak, now why don't you go and bench? Are you Melahan? And he was working. He has many Esav. He got that Esav. No, maybe Shmuel had the Esav.
Can bench. I mean, who in the world can bench?
I'm Lili Yaakov to Levorach. Yaakov, please go and bench. I'm Melahan. And he was working. Susi, shtei achoyes bechayein. I married two sisters, meaning Ruchel and Leah. Leah and Ruchel. Shasi the Torah loyser alai. Avad, and now it's not a problem, but eventually the Torah is going to ask of them, and we know the Uvis from Makayim call it Torah Killa, Zay Bazoi, that's a major blemish and minor Shema, Kenish Bench. I'm the Moshe Torah Baruch, no, why don't you go on Bench? I'm the Hanani Baruch, Lay Zachisi, the Kunis Lourdes Yisrael, Loi Bechai, Volem Moise, I wasn't Zoycha to come to Eretz Yisrael neither during my lifetime, nor after I passed away. Now, most people, after they pass away, they cannot travel from one place to the other, says Rishbam. But the Gemara means to say is I wasn't even zoicha to Kvura in Eretz Yisrael, because Moshe Beni was nikvar outside, takan near the border, but the Maisa is not in Eretz Yisrael.
Did it, so maybe had Klai Yisrael did it, they would have brought him over.
Oh. So Rishbam brings a raya from a pusik in Dvurim. It says, "Kiyonoichim meis beuret hazois eineni over es hayarden." L'chayre, these two lines are repetitive. "Kiyonoichim meis beuret hazois." If I died, the v'shteitzach eineni over es hayarden. Says Rishbam, "Afil acher misa eineni over es hayarden," because my bones were buried outside Eretz Yisrael. I'm with Yeshia. Tell the Borech. No, if she's get the bench in Yeshia, I'm with Han. Any Mavurish like Zechisi leben. Unfortunately, I was not zoicha to have any sons. The Chassid said in the Pusi, Yeshia ben Nin and Nuchtam Shteit Nin benoi. In other words, in Divrei Yomim, where it has a list of all of the generations, all of the Dairais, it lists Yeshua ben Nun. However, it says Nun benoi, but after it doesn't say Nun benoi. In other words, it doesn't continue on after Yeshia. Yeshia, that ends that whole line of people, is the Chassimid, he didn't have any children. Shtei Takim Pusi, Nin benoi, and Nuchtam Yeshia benoi. Now that Nun, the son of his father, and Yeshua, the son of Nun.
It was Yeshua's father.
Exactly. And Nin was Yeshua's father. Nun's father, Gemara doesn't bring, of Shteit and Pusik. So Nun was the son of Nun's father. Yeshua was the son of Nun. But after Yeshua, that's the end. It doesn't, then Kaddish, and you call up the next Aliyah. But that's the end. That's it. I'm going to do it, Tarla Berech. No, do it, Amelech, so dear Benchin. I'm going to hand any Avurech, Vili Nula Varech, to me attack his Kimtis, Shinema, Koisi, Shiasasa, Ibishem, Hashem, Ekra. What did David Amelech mean? He didn't mean out himself personally. He means out Kuvra Malchis. It's a good Baruch. He appointed him to be the Melech Yisrael. No, for the Melech Kimtis, Koisi, Shiasasa, Ibishem, Hashem, Ekra. And that's the whole
thing. There is a Chaisosa. He did with Hashem.
Well, Loichutza, he more is a Loichutza. Komish Omar Chot.
But still.
It's what we call a kashiv amasa.
The Novi says that he didn't sin rak b'dvar riach. The
pusik in Divrei. Emet shem this is on. Emet shem when Divrei Melech gets ready, I want you to please stand up and say Divrei Melech. Don't forget, you also have a problem. We'll see what his response is.
You answered.
I answered. Okay.
It's Malchus.
Malchus.
What's the big deal? Yaakov Avinu knew Torah, but he was no kabbal satoyra. So kabbal satoyra, no, that's two different things.
So it's okay then.
No,
so you're not okay.
You should have been able to do whatever you want to marry two sisters. What's the big deal?
Yeah, but he said, nevertheless, since our Torah Torah says, you know, the matter
is... That came later.
Yeah, that's why Itak was able to do it. I don't
okay,
disagree
so
with you.
Once you have Tanya Sleek and Bench.
Yes, Barry, as a Psakasha.
It says, Machazdo Zaro Shal Yitzchak.
No.
I was thinking, when is Zaro Shal Avram or Zaro Shal... I mean, it's...
The reason why they want to use the expression, because we're talking about Yitzchak in the Pusik.
Okay.
Okay, so we start the final Mishnah here. Ein Mafsir is not the final, it's another Mishnah. Okay, but almost the final Mishnah. Stay in the Mishnah. Ein Mafsir Nachra Pesach Afi Koimon. You cannot, Mafsir means cannot eat after the Suda, after you finish the Korban Pesach. Don't eat afikoyman. What does that mean? Zokti mar may afikoyman. So the Gemara is going to have here basically two pshatim. Three mandi omrim, but two pshatim. Omer rab, shlo yakru mechabura lachabura. What we mean is, don't start eating the Korban Pesach at one place, and then move over to a second place to continue eating. What's the problem? Yes, we had it before. And the Rashbam explains that the word afikoyman means apiku manaychu. Apiku manaychu means pick up our peklach, let's pick up our suitcases, and let's move over to another place. Zok the Mishnah, you cannot move over to another place and eat somewhere else the Korban Pesach. And Rashbam adds, since you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, or anything else. Don't eat shim dover. Afilah, don't even eat tikkalach. Don't eat anything, because of gzeira, that if you're going to start eating something, then you're going to continue to eat other things as well. So therefore, boom, don't eat anything else. However, explains the Rishbam, according to Rav, if you stay at the same place that you ate the Karm Pesach, then you can continue eating. It's not a problem. You finish eating the Karm Pesach, now you can go and take out kompot and dessert and ices and whatever you'd like to eat if you stay at the same Mokoim Harishon. Because the only kpeda over here is the Afiku Koimon, meaning the Afiku Manaichu, moving from one place to another place to eat. You're staying in one place, you can eat as much as you want from whatever you want. That's what Rav. If you're staying in one place, you're also not allowed to eat, because once you finish the Karm Pesach, you want the tam to remain in your mouth. Makes no difference. One place, two places, you're not allowed to eat anything. What means anything? All of those things that Abba is referring to, Rav, and I means Li, means me. Abba, Rav, and I, we like to eat different types of kompot at the end of a meal. I like to eat urdaloi, which Rishbam says means kmein upitrios. Kmein upitrios means mushrooms. That was his delicacy that he liked to eat for kaniach sida, for dessert. While Rav, or Abba, he didn't like to eat the mushrooms, but rather he liked to eat goizulais. Goizulais means from pigeons. In other words, something like a fricassee or something that he used to eat at the end of the meal. So says Shmuel, that's what the Mishnah means. Don't eat any food after finishing off the Karban Pesach. And therefore, the word afikoimon doesn't mean afiku menaihu, but it means afiku minim, or mazain. Don't take out any other types of food items to eat after you've finished eating the Karban Pesach. They agreed to Shmuel that the Ikar Pshat in our Mishnah is don't eat anything, regardless of where, whether it's the first location or at another location. But instead of talking about mushrooms and pigeons, they had a different gishmak for dessert, for kompot. They had tmurim, dates, and kloyes. Kloyes means toasted wheat. They go grain. They goizim and different types of nuts. So that's what they used to like to eat at the Viennese table at the end of the Sutta. Tani kibus Rabbi Yochanan in maftina achar Pesach. He goin, give an example. He goin tmurim, kloyes, they goizim, mamish, like Rabbi Yochanan just said a moment ago. Okay, so the basic machloikas between them is whether or not we are focusing on the place or focusing on the food that's being eaten. According to Rav, the Ikar is, if you still remain at the same place, you can eat to your heart's delight, to your stomach's delight, whatever you want. But if you have to go to a second place, then you're not allowed to eat anything. That's in Maftirim, because Afikoimen, Afikomanaichu.
So it's something to do with Tom and the mouth.
Exactly. Right? Nothing to do Shmuel. With that. Exactly. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan both hold it has to do with the Tom and the mouth, and therefore don't eat anything, even in the same location. Just like the Zaluchav, don't eat after the Karm Pesach, there's also Lucha in Maftin Achara Matzah Afikoimen. When you finish your final matzah at the end of the Seder night, don't eat Afikoimen after that. In other words, each one the Shitusai, but presumably it stims better with Shmuel. This is the Shmuel talking now. So therefore, Shmuel says, after you finish eating the final matzah, don't eat after that any other matzahs or anything else. That's the final thing. Don't eat any kompot. Don't eat irdoloi, mitigoslaya, like he said before. Now, what do we talk about in maftin achar matzah v'koymen? So Rishbam says that this halacha is already talking about bizman hazeh, that we no longer have the Karm Pesach. So says Rishbam, when they ate the Karm Pesach, as we know, they ate it together with matzah, because it says a matzah from Roim Yechlu. So when they ate the Karm Pesach, they ate it together with the matzah. Now that we don't have, and the Karm Pesach has to be Nechal Ala Soiva, so therefore that was the final thing that you ate at the end of the meal. Before that, you had your fish, and you had your soup, and you had your kigel. Now you finish off the Suda, you have the Karm Pesach, together with Matzah Mura, Matzah Mura Michli. Today, unfortunately, we don't have the Karm Pesach, but you still have to eat at the end of the meal the Matzahs. You don't have to eat the Murar, because Murar is only Derbuna nowadays, because the whole Murar is only tolling the Karm Pesach, so you should do Karm Pesach, there's no din of Murar min HaToyra, but the din of Matzah still remains, Erev Toichli Matzahs. You have to continue eating the Matzahs. When do you have to eat the Matzahs? At the end of the Suda. Therefore, don't eat anything after those matzahs. Remember to remind us of the matzahs of yesteryear that were eaten at the end of the Suda together with the Karm Pesach. Okay, Zayigit. Says the Gemara, but our Mishnah doesn't talk about the matzah. And our Mishnah was codified by Rabbeinu HaKadosh already 100, 200 years after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So, Frank Timur, tonight, the Mishnah in Maftin, Acha Pesach Avi Koyman, Acha Pesach Udaloi, Avli Acha Matzah Maftirin. Because why didn't the Mishnah tell us something which is Nagia Alalucha to us and would be a Groisa Chedish, not only Churban Pesach, but also don't eat anything after the matzah? Is the Mashma Jilad eat after the matzah? Says the Gemara, what Shmuel holds is that the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. What's the Mishnah telling us a chiddush? You're certainly not allowed to go and eat after matzah anything else, because as we know, the taste of matzah is quite bland and dull. It doesn't have any particular taste, especially since we don't put any spices into the matzah. We don't want it to be machmitz. It's just plain water together with the flour.
Especially machine matzah.
Especially machine matzah.
It's like a cardboard.
Okay, good. Some people would say the same thing about the matzah, depending
no,
how thick, how thin.
It has a taste.
Okay. Listen.
Subjective.
Betam v'reach ein litvakeh. Or whatever. Anyway, but relatively speaking, matzah is quite tasteless. So therefore, I can understand why Chazal would be makbid, but don't eat anything after the matzah, so that tam of matzah should remain in your mouth. But the gabi after Pesach wouldn't make a difference, because since meat has such a strong taste anyway, I would think, no problem, so you'll eat kumpah, you're still going to feel the meat after the kumpah. You can't wash out the entire tam of the Korban Pesach just by eating after that some kumpah. So I would think, after the Pesach, the nofish tam, it has so much juice and so much tam. I would think, even if you eat two portions of kumpah, it doesn't easily go away, you still feel it afterwards. It's less than I would think, there's no such kpeda, kamash malon, that even by Korban Pesach, the nofish tam, we still have this hakpada, don't eat after the Korban Pesach. Okay, good. Name is Eile. Let's bring a right to Shmuel that ain't maftirin achar matzah afikoyim. Shteitu on the braisa hasavgonim v'hadavshonim v'iskaritin odom malik reisa meheen. This is talking about Seder night. If a person wants to, he can eat any one of these three items, savgonim, duvshonim, and iskaritin. All of them are dough-based. They're all based on wheat or barley that was baked, but it wasn't baked in the form of a matzah, baked in different types of, like a cookies or whatever, or donuts.
Duvshonim also were made with honey.
Honey. All of these things, of course, it had to be made in such a way that it shouldn't be chometz, chas v'shalom. We're talking about on Seder night. So it wasn't chometz thick, but nevertheless, right, Rishbam says, especially on the Duvshonim, that it's a lechem osher, since they added to it shemen and dvash. Okay, Zayig. So on the Malik Reis of Mehen, you can go and eat a whole bunch of them on Seder night. But don't forget to eat the matzah at the end. Why do you have to eat the matzah at the end? Why can't I eat some Duvshonim after I eat the matzah? Is the charaya to Shmuel that in mafti nacha matzah v'koyim, the matzah's got to be the last thing? Eat it dafka at the end. Don't eat it at the beginning, because if you eat it at the beginning of the meal and then you're going to eat the duvshanim and the iskaritim, you're not allowed to. That's the final thing. So make sure you leave the matzah to the end. So you want to let me buy you k'omar nishkaraya. What the Braise is telling us is you can eat the matzah at the beginning of the meal, and you can eat things after the matzah. Not like Shmuel. After the matzah, you can sufganim and duvshanim is created. I said, why is the Braise saying make sure to eat the matzah at the end? But the Braise means to say the following. If you're starting off the meal eating the matzah, that will have a tremendous gishmak. People will eat it with a tremendous taiva, because after all, after listening to all of the kashis with all the taritzim and all people's ha'uris and singing Dai Dayenu and all the rest, it's already 3 or 4 hours since you finished davening ma'arav, and everybody is hungry, so they're going to eat the first matzah with tremendous cheshik, tremendous taiva. Avada, that's a gevaldi gezach. Al vachroina, I would think to leave the matzah all the way to the end, till ma'asi l'meichel achila gasa. If people are going to fill their stomachs up with sevgonim, duvshonim, and iskaritin, by the time you get to the matzah, people are saying, I'm platzing, I don't have any room anymore. And so therefore, instead of being nechel ala soiva, it's going to be achila gasa. Eim aloi, I would think maybe you're not supposed to do that. Eat the sevgonim, duvshonim, and leave the matzah till the end. Kamash malon, no, you can leave the matzah to the end. Of course, be careful. Don't fill up your stomach, so it shouldn't become achila gasa. But the Braise is saying you can do it, and it's not a problem. The law should advise Mr. Shev will be vad shiyachel. It's a bit shver, but that's how the Gemara fenfes the kash, fenfes the raya that we wanted to bring to Schmidt. Now the Gemara goes and says, "Punkt faket." Mazutra masti hachi. Mazutra had a totally different limud, a totally different version. You are allowed to eat after the final matzah an additional kompot. You are allowed to. Name a silence. Bring a riot. Hey, maftir achar a pesach avikoymen. Arach a pesach deloy. In other words, mashma from our Mishnah, only after Korban Pesach you're not allowed to. But after the matzah, you can eat whatever you want. I would think that the same halacha applies to matzah. Don't eat after the matzah, afi koyman. Why shouldn't you eat after the matzah? Because if you eat after the matzah, you'll take away the tam of the matzah which you had in your mouth. Because after all, the tam of the matzah is not a strong tam. It's a very dull and bland tam. So if you eat afterwards, gishmaka ices, you're going to forget about the ganze matzah. If you eat it after Korban Pesach, it's not a problem after Korban Pesach, because after all, the Korban Pesach has such a strong meat taste, as a fleshy taste. I would think for sure that you're allowed to go. You don't have to worry about losing the tam. Kamash malon, no, even by Korban Pesach, you have the same kpeitim. Now, what the Gemara brought before Al-Tzarai, Gemara now Al-Tzatzakasha, Meisvei. Again, what's the second version that you're allowed to eat matzah? You're allowed to eat afikoyman after the matzah. For Gemara Meisvei. Hafsuklan of Avshir Shon, of Eskritin, Odin, Malik, Kresim, Hedon, Bavachi, Oichal, Kzai, is matzah, Bachreina. Make sure to eat the matzah at the end. Bachreina, in Berishayin, Aloy. So you see, there's a kpeda dafka at the end. How does this second version of Shmuel say that you're allowed to eat something after the matzah? That's going to be the final makim patish. That's got to be the end. And you're telling me that you can go and eat afterwards. That's one nishkarai, nishkakasha. Let me buy karma. Let me buy a bit of shayna to ka'achal teyovain. In other words, solkadai techamina, you're only allowed to go and eat the matzah at the beginning of the seder. Why? Because when you eat it with a tremendous chayshu, with a tremendous tava. Abachroina de usulamech lachila gasa emolai. I would say we shouldn't allow people to leave the matzah until the very end, because when we leave the matzah until the very end, people might come to eat it bachila gasa. Kamash malon zok tebrais. No, it's not a problem. You can fill yourself up and you can have matzah at the end. But you can have matzah after the matzah stuff also. If you want to eat matzah at the beginning of the Suda, no problem according to this version. You can eat matzah at the beginning of the Suda and then eat whatever you want at the end of the Suda. What the Braise is telling you is, but you can also eat matzah at the end of the Suda. Why? Because I'm not choishish about this achila gasa. So that even though you're leaving it till the end, okay, I'm not choishish, I'm not
goyish. The leaves it as an open thing. We can't prove it.
Exactly. We have two versions. We have no raya, no kasha. We have two versions of what Shmuel said about this halacha.
Could you explain, please, what you mean when you're using the expression achila gasa in a certain way, and it's eluding me.
What's the definition of achila gasa?
You're eating a lot, but you're
achila gasa means that you are already so full that anything that you eat is close to repulsive. The only reason why you're eating it is to have a mitzvah chanush kabraira, but I really have no room anymore. I've already opened up every notch of my belt, and the pants about to fall because there's shishinu two kaplat. I'm platzing already. Because Baruch Hu said I have to eat matzah. I'm eating matzah. I put it in. Halavai, let's get this kzayis over with.
That's okay.
So therefore, it's repulsive. It's really mos. Okay. So therefore, the Brice is telling you is, we're not choishish for that, since everybody knows you have to eat the matzah al hasoiva, just like the Korban Pesach al hasoiva, but not achila gasa. So hopefully everybody will only fill their stomachs 85% to 90%, but we'll leave over that final 10% to be able to eat the matzah, and they'll say, ah, now I'm full, now everything was gishmak.
So soba is satiated, but not achila gasa.
Exactly, avada.
It's a avada. Small window.
Yeah.
At least the kezayis before achila
gasa. Exactly. Okay. So we've spoken about this already a few times ago in the Gemara, that nowadays eating matzah is a chiyuv min ha-toyrim. However, nowadays moror is only drabanan. Freit yomor umayishna moror dechsev al matzah b'rayim yichli. Bizman dika pesach yeshmur, bizman dika pesach lekemur. Matzah nami yechsev al matzah b'rayim yichli. What the Gemara is asking is a very, very simple, straightforward question. The reason why moror bizman is says only drabanan, because it's considered to be a relish, so to speak, a mites, a tzives to the Korban Pesach. Because the Pusik says, you're supposed to be ochlis a busar b'layla zeh, first go and eat the busar, and then it says a matzah merim echli. You eat it together with a matzah and murar. Aha, the matzah and the murar. So why did you have a chiv today, murar? Because you have no chiv Korban Pesach. The whole chiv Korban Pesach is together with a murar, as an ishtuka Korban Pesach, as an ishtuka murar. Fine. But the question is, they don't eat matzah either, because the same pusik says a matzah is mura. What's the difference between matzah and mura? Very simple question. Again, the dimar ma'ish the mura dechsef a matzah mura yechli bisman deka pesach yesh mura bisman deka pesach leka mura is matzah nami yoksev matzah, the same pusik a matzah mura yechli. Everything more nishka kasha. Matzah mehed ahad beikra. Echad decha bejundre pasik. The pasik says be'erev toichlu matzis. It doesn't say anywhere be'erev toichlu morar. It only says be'erev toichlu matzis. So even besides the halacha of eating matzah together with the Karm Pesach, so do abezundra. Bezundra means it's a separate chiyav of eating matzah. So even though we can't be mekayim today the matzah merim yichlu together with the Karm Pesach, we mekayim the dinner b'efter yichlu matzah, which is a diraisa, no problem.
So why does Rabbi Gamliel say matzah zeh shenoch mashum ma ashum ashum there was no yochel k'mameya? The real reason Rabbi Gamliel should say is I think
what Rabbi Gamliel is telling us is the underpinnings, the reason, like Rabbi Shimon Derish Tam and the crew, why did the Baruch give us that mitzvah? Same the Gabi Murar. Why Shemori is Chayim? Why did you say Matzah Merim Yechlu? Your same Kasha. Because the reason why we eat that Meriris is because they never gave us Meriris. So the reason why the Matzah, the same thing is because we weren't able to let it rise.
Pesach, he gives a reason, he doesn't just quote a Pusach.
Hasha Pusach, yeah. The whole thing is giving us the background of these words.
Not the
key mitzvah. Beautiful. Yeah, the tam of the mitzvah. Okay. And that's why you want to eat it at the end. So you have the tam of the mitzvah, should stay in the mouth. Zayigit. That's by the way, one of the by says by the chuchamay oimer, and then you're supposed to say avat emolik hilchas pesach imaftin achar pesach afi koymen. What's avat emolik hilchas pesach imaftin? What is that teretz? You know, he's asking. Tell me, ma'avoy does not come to gan savoy.
Sorry. This paragraph of Rabbi Pesachim from the beginning.
They're fine. Okay. So the
but it's another mission.
Yes, slightly. So they say b'shem chadishirim. Chadishirim says. What does that mean? That you should go and teach him with such geschmack, with such cheshik, with such a brand, so blam the tam and moil. In other words, after the whole Seder night is over, your lips and your mouth should continue to be satiated and to continue to water, thinking about all the wonderful Torahs and the wonderful Yisibs of Yisrael that you just heard now. It should be ki hilchas ha-pesach, just like hilchas ha-pesach. What's the final hilchas ha-pesach? Leave the time of the Karm Pesach, the time of the matzah in your mouth. So the ganze like time of the ganze Haggadah should be, that's how you should explain it to him. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two, they say b'shem da nitziv, that in fact it's not the halucha of af ata emeloi ki hilchas ha-pesach, af ata emeloi bi hilchas ha-pesach, which means you should go and teach him all hilchas pesach add until the final Mishnah of, now in our Mishnah, in our Gemara we have another Mishnah, but in the Mishnayis, all of these final Mishnayis are combined into one. So therefore we tell him, go and teach him the Gantz Hilchai, since this is the Chacham. He wants to learn, and he has the capacity and the capability of it. Teach him everything from the beginning of the Masechta, add Ein Maftir Machar Pesach come in until the final Mishnah, until the final Gemara at the end of the Masechta. You like that shot?
Very much.
Okay.
So about,
yeah, I know, or two. That's why we give us two. That's why we give two. Okay, but 1 second. First, let's address Barry's question, then we'll get to your question.
Barry. I saw in the Sefer Rabbi Soloveitchik says that because mitzvah sipur siyas mitzrayim, your lips should continue to taste, having the taste of matzah on your lips.
Right.
As if your lips are continuing sipur siyas mitzrayim the whole night until the morning.
They're fine.
Yeah, it's time to have the nezer also.
Oh, to have the nezer? Zayigit.
We reenacted the Sefer tonight.
The Baruch Hashem. One final question. Had a question. Yes. The Netziv says one shouldn't say af ata emeloi ki hilchay sepesach ei maftina pesach afi koymen. You should go and say af ata emeloi bi hilchay sepesach ad ein maftin achar pesach afi koymen. Which means that you should go and teach him all of the hilchas pesach from beginning until the very end. Bruchim to you. I'm a gate vaitin imar zot imar vaitin. Both the din of morar and even the din of matzah. Bizman is ez rabbanan. Why? Because it says al matzah merim yichlu. Ay alok se be'erv teichlu matzahs. What do you do with that pasuk? Hey meboyalei letami v'shayi b'derech rechoyka. What's it? So kadai tachem nekim de pesach lei achli. Matzah morar namli lo neichol. We always say, state in the Torah, the gab the tami v'shayi b'derech rechoyka, that they cannot eat the karm pesach the first time, we postpone them until a month later. No, that month later, it also says in the Pasuk, Al Matzah Zimraim Yechlu. So let the person say, basically, my whole mitzvah of Pesach has been suspended and has been postponed a whole month. And therefore, I'm not going to go and do it now. I'm going to do everything a month from now. Yechol Nem the Haggadah a month from now. Yechol Nem the Kittel a month from now. I'm going to have the whole everything, Bakal Mikol Kol, and not have any matzah the first Pesach. That's what I would think. Kamash Malon, knowing that you have to eat matzah the first Pesach night, even though you're only going to be mekayim the Karban Pesach a month later. Zeg. Vrava Malach. Now remember, Rava is the one that disagrees, and he holds matzah as manazeh is diaraisa from be'erev toich lematzis. So lechoyra, what Rav Acha b'Yankov just said makes a lot of sense. I need the be'erev toich lematzis to tell you about those people that are disqualified from bringing the Karban Pesach. So how do I know that even bezman hazeh there's a din of matzah? Rav Omalach, Tamu Shei b'derech chayk leiterech kra. We don't need a special pasuk for them. Why d'legari mi arul uben nechar? They have the same problem with arul ben nechar. They also cannot bring the Karban Pesach, but nevertheless they have to eat matzah. How do I know they have to eat matzah? This I understand the brayse. Kol arul leyechol boy, which they boy. Boy, we had this come already before. Boy and Mimeno, everybody remembers. Boy, any Eichel Matzu Marar. Now, even though it says Matzu Marar, the Mefarshim say this word Marar is really out of place because it is no mitzvah of eating Marar if you're not eating Karban Pesach. Everybody agrees, if you have no Karban Pesach, there is no din of Marar. Because a Matzu Marar, there's no Bezundra din of Be'erev Teichlu Marar. So therefore, this word Marar is Shigra Delishna. Every time you bring the word Matzu, you have Matzu Marar. But he doesn't really mean Marar, he really means Matzu. So kol orel yoichel by any oichel, he doesn't go and eat Karban Pesach as dechan orel av loichel matzah, but he eats matzah. Since I have this possibility, but the orel ben eichel liyichel by, same thing applies now to the tamiv shoy b'derech chayka. Even though they cannot eat boy, they can't eat the Karban Pesach, but they can go and eat, and they should eat a mitzvah matzah. So he says, I don't need the din of be'erev toichel matzah. So what do I have the possibility of toichel matzah? Says Rava to tell you bezman hazeh that there's no Karban Pesach, there's an independent din of eating matzah. The idach of the Bacha b'Yankiv night, k'sibahai utzrichi. I need both psukim, both the pasuk of Tomi Shoy B'derech Choyka, and I need the pasuk of the Gabi, the Orel, and the Benecher. Now the Gemara doesn't explain what the tzrichas is. However, Arajbam does explain and says you cannot learn the Tamish HaBederech HaChoyke from the Oral and from the Ben Necher. Why not? Because the Tamish HaBederech HaChoyke, they have the Tashlumen possibility. They can go and bring the Karban Pesach in Chodesh Iyar. However, the Orel u'Benechor, unless they do a Groisa Maasa, the Orel gets a bris, or the Benechor Tachiva, then they will not be able to bring the Karban Pesach. In fact, we had a Gemara before, if you were totally disqualified the first time, or they even have a din of Tashlumen, just like you have the Gabi, the din of Karban Chagiga, if you were disqualified the first day, do you have a din of Tashlumen the other day? Anyway, but the Maasa, what the Gemara is telling us is that there is a second opportunity, there is a backup option for the people that are the Tomei v'Shadoyach v'Choyka, but there is no second chance for the Orel and Ben Necha. So the Orel Ben Necha, the Torah says, boy, ain't a oichel of a loichel, but matzah, because he's not going to be any better off 30 days from now than he's now. He's an Orel Ben Necha, and he's Orel Ben Necha. Mashayin Gator b'Derech HaChoyka, which is just a temporary phase. And Mi'achim, in a month from now, he'll be able to go and bring the Karban Pesach. So Kedai Techamina, let him postpone all the Passover halachas until 30 days from now. Let him eat the Karban Pesach, mit the matzah, and therefore he should be exempt from eating matzah tonight. That's why you have to have a special pasuk to go and tell your name. Be'erev Techel Matzah. Yeah.
Said before, Rashi brought down means...
That's
impossible. That's over for good.
What happens if our doctor came to you and says, I have a new medicine now, and I'll
you wouldn't believe
okay, so fine. So you must.
No. Hemophilia is contagious.
But a Benecha is Shinestrak and Mas.
Can achieve it. 100%. Absolutely correct.
Good. It doesn't mean a goy.
Chas v'sholom, there isn't even goyim. The goyim are there that we dealt with back in Dav Gimel with Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lui. That Matkahar gives a goy. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda Shkoyach, Rabbi Yehuda Atta ben Tzivim, and Rabbi Yehuda Atta ben Tzivim, Shkoyach Rabbi Yehuda. You're absolutely right. Shkoyach Hashem Dach. Okay, anyway, Zuki more about the Tani Kibbutz in Rava. Remember, what did Rava say? That Matzah Bizman is the Araisa, not like Rav Acha Bar Yankov. Shtein Puzik, Shai Shishim Toichel Matzah. Now this pusik on the surface is a big pellet. because there's another pusik that tells us that you're supposed to go and eat matzah shivas yom and toichli matzahs. So what's the part sheishes yom toichli matzahs? We're cutting off a day. I mean, this is yom sheni shlugulias. We're cutting off a day. The 6 days, 7 days of yom tov. What's the 6 days? Sheishes yom toichli matzah v'yom eshish atzir l'shem lekecha. See, more dashes, mashvi rishes av sheishes yom rishes. What the pusik is telling us is that there is no chiyuv to eat matzahs on day number 7. Because it says only sheishes yom toichli matzahs. Once we know that it's only Rishus on day number 7, we now make a hekish, and we say even the first 6 days there is no chiv to go and eat matzahs.
Outside of night.
I mean it, we're not there yet. The whole 7 days you don't have to eat matzahs, it's only in halari chumitz, chas v'shalom. But you don't have to eat matzahs. You can go and eat if you want meat, you can eat potatoes, you can have potato starch with the halari tzachim, but you don't have a chiv to eat matzahs. My time, why would I say something like that? L'chori, that's hair raising. What, Passover, not to eat matzahs? What would Manischewitz and all the companies do? My time, I'll show you b'chlal, v'yosim in a klal. After all, day number 7 was something that was b'chlal. Because the pusik says shivas yom toichli matzahs, and now that the Torah goes and extricates that 7th day and saying v'yom hashvi'i atzeres Hashem lekech, only sheishes yomim and v'yom hashvi'i is separate, have the dovishim b'chlal the yotzer b'chlal lamed lamed alatzvi yotzer lamed alklal kula yotzer is a bazoi. It teaches us that all 7 days it's a rishus. Azoi yuchalaf laila rishus. I would think the first night is all to a rishus, and you never have to eat matzahs the whole Passover. Tamaloymar a matzah may mechlo that you do have to eat matzahs. The chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. You have to eat
matzahs. With the carbon
pesach. But only with the carbon pesach. Saying the elder is matzah mitzvah nishchayim, not shem nishchayim minayin. How do you know even today? So what do we see from that? That even today, we're unfortunate, there is no Beis HaMikdash. We still have the same chiyuv in matzah, mamish like Rova, that matzah is manazeh, is di'ai. Right. Not like Rav Acha, but
Yankee. Just
to go and hold
that,
it's
a mitzvah
kiyum. A mitzvah kiyum is the ganze di'ai. Yeah, Zeh Shai, so Rav Simcha points out, that even though Agmar says there's no chiyuv, but what happens if you do eat matzah? Rather you have to go on bench, you have to make a moitzah. But in addition to that, the Vilna Gaon Zuk Tahas HaMitzvah, you're Mekayim Mitzvah, not a chiyuv, but you're Mekayim
Mitzvah. We fear the Chazoy, because we shmir the matzah is the whole.
Hold on.
Shmir is just tzidah, which is definitely not a chiyuv. You can eat sheetah.
100%. Zuk the Mishnah Baita. Okay. Yoshni Mitzuson. Yoichli, or... Yoichli, kill and lo yoichli. What is the Mishnah talking about? So we're going to see Mitzvah in the Gemara, and the Rishbam is already Masbir now. We already said earlier today, Mitzvah, you have to make sure that you eat the Korban Pesach at one location. You cannot go and eat first over here and move to another location and continue eating the Korban Pesach at a second place. Aha. Okay. So now that's, of course, in terms of location. But our Mishnah is now telling us that the same thing applies to time periods. Meaning, what happened the first and eighth, and it's a long, long Seder, because Matkefrei, Mishnah, Fiyah Kash, Matkefrei, Tozen Kashes, and we give him Tozen Teritzim.
But now the ganze Masechta.
The ganze Masechta. And now we're in the middle of eating the Afikoyman, or eating that matzah, and the person schluffed down in the middle, and he starts snoring, and that happens even sometimes Friday nights, even without being Seder night, that people start falling asleep. Especially if the Ruv is giving a drusha between Mincha Marv, or between Kabul Shabbos and Marv, you look around and you see 90% of the people, I'm a chai shina b'shabas tani. Anyway,
when the Rashba says,
yes, listen, yeah.
What difference? What it means nira is what you do that counts. Nira, when I mean the people could think, walk out the things. So why should they?
Assignment is. Let's address your point. So the Mishnah is telling us now, Yosh Miktsasin, if you have the Mushal, 50 people in the Chabura, and 20 people, 30 people fell asleep, but the other people are still eating and they're still around. Yochela, when they wake up and they say, Rabbi, wake up. And say Moida'ani and continue eating from the Korban Pesach or continue eating from the Matzah, no problem. That's not considered to be two Chaburais or two Mekoimais, because since other people in the same Chabura are still up, you're a bottle to them.
It's still active.
Oh, Reb Simcha Zuk Tazoi
Shem. Having people being mourned in a Pesach, as long as all of them are continuously.
As long as it's continuous activity, so that's.
Exactly. What happens, cooling it? All of the fellas, everybody fell in. Boy, you heard the snoring across the street.
It's activity. I mean, near it. Not what people think, but activity.
Why should it be because of what people think?
I mean, that's not what's wrong. I'm going to be coming to get to your point in a moment. Cool. What happens if everybody body fell asleep, lo yechelo, then you cannot continue eating the Korban Pesach. It's like two chabur. So let's look at quickly the beginning of the Rishbam here in the Omer Aleph, because they address Rabbi Cohen's question, what's the Nira? Look to Rishbam. Nasnisim. Yoshnu kulan, if all of them fell asleep, lo yechelo. It's right about 10 lines before the wide lines. Emeschilu lechol pischon, if they started eating, the Yoshnu, and they fell asleep, lo yechelo, they should not continue eating. The Nira ki oichol pischon bebeiz mekoyim hois. Why is it like Beis Mekoyim? Because he sat in the same place. He didn't move. Eshluf Tachan, he didn't move.
He didn't get up.
To me'ach, Eshiyoshdu, since they fell asleep, Hesichu Datan Le'echol Oid, they were automatically Mesiach Das. Not that they spaced out. They were totally out. They were out of it totally. Ezei Bezoi, V'choshev Le'tana, K'achil Eshnei Mekoyim, Ezei V'chumma Ba'al Mu, Senoa, Chumma Ba'al, because Rabbi Cohen said, that was near. The Rabbana. The Rabbana, I mean,
Zayra. You can't say Lamdish that it's
Tuchabu. So Nira has to be taken. Consideration.
Sorry,
when you have a situation, can nira?
Yeah, nira.
How much do you give that value? Can nira?
Each time you have to, whatever the Chazal said, that's nira.
The whole we can't. This one.
Yeah, but
I think linguistically.
Yeah, linguistically.
I think it's not about nira that people are going to see.
Yeah.
But it's like, in other words, it appears.
It appears.
That the Kabbalah stops.
So what?
If that's the case, the activity, because of the activity, the Kabbalah stops. It's not nearer that, oh, people are going to see, oh boy. No one sees it. It's the beginning itself.
Right. It appears to the Chabura. It appears to the Chabura.
Nothing to do with
it. Rabbeisi, I agree with you, and it appears to me we're not going to finish the blot. So let's not have false appearances, and let's try to finish the blot. Reb Yossi Oymed, let's go to Umid Beis. Everybody, please turn the Umid. Reb Yossi Oymed, Nisnamnemu Yechelu, Nirdemu Lo Yechelu. Now, when we were talking about falling asleep, what means falling asleep? Sometimes people can doze off a little bit, and they're half asleep, but not that they're fully full asleep. That's what I was going to say. That we're not talking about that. Mamish, you hear the snoring, but you can see that he's dozing off, and the head is starting to fall down a little bit. Yeah, that's mezaitis and gone soft. Okay, and this is
sleeping and not sleeping. It's an in between. You have such
masking. I'm always going to talk about it. Now the question is: on what part is Abuyisi going? Is he talking about the first part of the mitzason, or is he talking about the kulon? Right, the mitzason, they can continue eating after that. Kulon. That if some of them, not everybody, some of them fell asleep, they can continue eating afterwards. If they were just dremeling, they were just dozing off. If they fell asleep, even when they wake up afterwards, they cannot continue eating. I don't know. He's choylik. Maybe he's being masked by the Tanakam, and he's saying when did the Tanakam say he's halacha? Okay, we're mitzayim malta nimar. And he reveals him this namnemu yechelu. If it was only mitzasen, and they were only so you have like two kulas. Kula number one, it was only mitzasen. Kula number two, that it was only this namnemu. In such a case, yechelu. But if you only have one, in other words, it's only mitzasen, but they were near them when the mamish fell asleep. Then yechelu, they can't continue eating afterwards because it's like two chaburs. Okay, the yechelu pesach. Stop. Period. After Chatzos hits, you're no longer allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. And not only that, it's Metamei Es HaYodayim. It's Metamei Yodayim. Now, why is it Metamei Yodayim? There's no place in the Torah that says that because it becomes Noiser, it's Tamei. So the Mishnah, because Midrabanan HaPigel VaNoiser Metamei Yodayim. And you remember we had this Gemara already before, and the Gemara said the reason is because of the Chashode Kehuna and the Atzole Kehuna. Meaning, the Gabi Pigel. Why is the Metamei Yodayim? Because unfortunately, there were some Kehanim, a very small percentage, about out of 10 million Kehanim, probably only one or two, Chulir Chas V'Shal. These people were the Chashudim to go and be Mefagel Karbonos, up to Tina Shtikl, to Yankel, to Beryl, and so therefore they were Mefagel. We tell them, if you do that, you're going to be Metamei. Oh, Metamei Yodayim, then I'm not going to be Mefagel. Same thing with Rabbi Noiser, not Chas V'Shal, Chashodikuna, but Atzolikuna. People that were not careful to go and eat the Karbonos within the allotted Zman, and they let it go beyond the deadline, and then after that the Karbon became Noiser. So we tell him, Metamei Yodayim, so he'll be more careful to eat it Bezmane. Anyway, so he's saying the Pesach HaChatzos, and the Gemara is going to say this goes to the Blues of Ben Azaria, that you have to finish eating the Korban Pesach BezChatzos, because that's a Chamachloikis. Others hold you can eat it the entire night. Baltimore Zayn Mitchum, the Gemara, in another couple of minutes. Okay. So, Gemara, we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Oymer Nisnamnemu Yechelu, Nirdemu Lo Yechelu. Hey, Chidam Nisnamnem, can you describe to me what says Nisnamnem? Om Ravashi, Nim Vuloy Nim. Tir v'loy tir. Nim v'loy nim means he's sleeping and he's not asleep. He's up and he's not up. Well, how do you define that? Mm-hmm. You're going to correlate. You call him, Yankel. If you ask yourself, Svara, can you explain to me the following? I'll explain to you shortly. But if you remind him and say, didn't you once tell me this Chadisha Rimi about it? Yeah, 100%. Exactly. They're disconnected. He saw about Rabba that he was starting to dremel. Amalei, he told him, I see that you're falling asleep. What Rabba answered him is, I wasn't fully asleep, I was only misnamnem, and misnamnem yechelu, I can continue eating on. Einacharam before falling asleep, mamishin gansin, taka would have been a problem. However, because of the fact it was only misnamnem, not a problem, I can continue.
They were not eating Pesach.
Sure, it's true, but they were eating the matzah, and he held that the matzah is zeichel korban Pesach, and therefore it has the same status, the same thing.
I mean, the whole child is only, it's two chaburas. Matzah needs a chabura.
By the time of Rabba and Abaye, certainly was, unfortunately,
there was no such
many
thing.
Years after
they
this week.
They were Bovalosa. They're mm-hmm. far away.
Okay. If you look at the Rishbam, fifth line after it says Gemara, Hab menamnim Rabba la'ach shehizcha lechel matzas choyva b'achroina. He started dozing off. So he told him, "Nisnamnu yoychelu tenan, avil hu yoshan, afil hu levade, shuv lo yoychel." After he fell asleep, total, if he would have fallen asleep and he would have been by himself, in other words, not part of a chabura, then he wouldn't eat. The sphere like Rabbi Yoyzdam, nirdemu afil mikzasim lo yoychelu. See, he's talking about matzah.
What that means here, is it's the afkaimen he was eating. That's connected carbon pesa.
But your question still applies. But in the carbon pesa chabura, that
no,
doesn't
but,
apply
but
to matzah.
We give the afkaimen
the same halacha. Fine, okay. So there's a,
but that's sure. The din is that we have the ala seiv. All those dinim go on there on midrabanan.
Maskim. Yeah, good. It says, but if you only dozed off, is that a problem? So tell your wife or your kids or somebody, if I start dozing, give me a joch and make sure I don't fall asleep. Because once you fall asleep, you're out of it.
We can't say that he's just talking hypothetically. Like, if it would have been a situation, you know.
No, because Rabbi was eating.
This was the story. Rabbi, if you should come to Rabbi, how's it coming?
It's a dozing.
No, Rabbi said
this. Say tonight.
Ashpar said, Zed say to Rabbi's dozing off. And Abayas,
in the middle of the say, the rabbi was starting to eat the matzah, in the middle of eating matzah, chazik amnimnim. So Amalei, you're falling asleep. No, I'm not sleeping. I'm up. And nimble, nimtibay, I'm up. And since he was only mitzusan, because Abay and others were still up, he said, therefore I can continue eating.
Learning the whole night.
Yeah, I'm not upset. I mean, it happens to gedolim v'chashuvim v'tzadikim. They fall asleep. Yeah. Okay. Let me get right. It says in the Mishnah that after chatzoy mitamis yedai. We see from our Mishnah that after Chatzos becomes noiser. Man Tana, who's the Tana? I'm Rav Yosef. Reb Luz ben Azari, he the Sanya of Ochel Zabuz Balayla Zeh. What means Balayla Zeh? Reb Luz ben Azari. Oimer, Nemekam Balayla Zeh. The name of the Halon, be Avarit Be'eretz Mitzrayim Balayla Zeh. Be Kesi Kol B'chor Be'eretz Mitzrayim. When did that happen? Be Avarit Balayla Zeh Be Kesi. Ba'chatzos, ka'chatzos, ba'chatzos. It's Malah Halon, just like over there we're talking about Ar-Chatzos. That's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu smote and hit all of the Bechoyrim of the Mitzrayim. Afkan ad Chatzos. We learn Balayla Zeh, Balayla Zeh, Gzeir Shuvah. You can only eat until Balayla Zeh, until Chatzos. Rebekiva said back to Luzon Azariah. Valinema, the Chipuzain, that you're supposed to go and eat the Karm Pesach of Chipuzain, ad Shas Chipuzain. What was the Shas Chipuzain? That means until the morning. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Loisetu ishmi Pesach beisi ad boiker, and then the morning they had to run out. Bechipuzan, kibechuzan yatsim mitzrayim. Is a bazoi lechoyre you can go eat therefore until the morning. And then bechipuzan shas chipuzan. Aye, so that's Rabbi Kiva holding you could eat the Karm Pesach agan tenacht. Friday morning came out alone. Belayla zeh. What does he do in belayla zeh? Because yuchel yein nechal ke kudishim bayoyim. I would think that it has the same din of regular standard kudishim. What means regular standard kudishim? Regular standard kudishim. You can go and eat first of all the day that you brought it, and then you can go and eat it at night. Karm Pesach is the shortest zman achila of any karbunis. Of course, by shlumim you have shnei yom v'layla echad. But even beside the shlumim, a karm toida you have yom v'layla. Yom v'layla means if you bought the karbin 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you eat it the whole afternoon and eat it that night. If you brought it 9 o'clock in the morning, you have the whole day and you have the night. And of course, the Karban Pesach, you can't bring in the morning. You can only bring in the afternoon. Fine. But you bring in the afternoon. You bring it from 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, whatever. But can you eat it that day? The answer is no. You have to eat it that night. That's what the Pusik is telling us is. Don't think that this is like any other standard non-shlamim carbon that you can go and eat during the day and continue eating at night. You can only eat it at night. Oh, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. Came out of loyim b'layla. That yochi nechel kochi b'yom tam loyim b'layla. B'layla nechel nechel b'yom. Freidim over b'kiva. Hi hazeh my oved. Okay, the b'layla zayigit. V'ochlo sabas. So you have to eat a b'layla zayigit. But who's b'layla hazeh? L'chor the hazeh comes to tell you gzeir shuvah halayla hazeh halayla hazeh like Reb Luz ben Azari, you can only eat him till chatzos. So you might be paile lemute layla acher hudiyasa to go and tell you can only eat it the first night and you cannot eat it the second night. Why would I think you need it the second night? Because all gadai dechemina hoyle pesach kudishim kal v'shlom kudishim kalim mashlom nechol mishne yom v'layla echad af pesach oikim leilois b'mokim yomim yeinechol ishne leilois v'yoyim echad. I would have thought that maybe you can go and eat the Karban Pesach two nights. Night number one and night number two. Because it's not like a shlom that you can eat it 2 days. But maybe you can eat it two nights. Because Rechmona Hazeh, no, you can only eat it the first night. You cannot eat it the second night. Only the first night and not the second night. The Rishbam says, even though the Gemara uses the expression that you can go and eat it two nights and one day, lav dafka li she'eat it during the day, he just means to say that it doesn't become possible during the day, doesn't become noiser, but maybe you can still get two nights. You get the first night and the second night. As we saw, kadai techamina, just like the shlum, you can eat 2 days, you can eat it here two nights. Kamash mulano, that you cannot eat it two nights. And balayla hazeh, the first night and not the second night. Okay. Says, I don't need to learn mit hazeh only the first night. By the Karban Pesach, make sure don't leave it over till the morning. So once the next, exactly, so you can only eat it that night because once it gets the next morning, it's already noiser. So I'm going to have a svara to eat it the next night. It's already noiser 12 hours ago from in the morning. Is the chayav? That's why. It's what do I need a hazeh for? I would think that it says boiker since the Torah repeats the word boiker twice. Many ad boiker, but also many ad boiker. And the emes in the halacha is the gabi hilchos sreifas carbon paper. You take have to wait till cholamayim. Ain't surfing as a kudishim beyond it. And the Gemara asked before, why not? Why don't you say an eses bechaloy sesef? And one of the terutzim that the Gemara gave was because since it's in the pusim boiker twice, comes to tell you litain boiker sheni l'sreifasai. So I would think that maybe the same thing applies litain boiker sheni la'achilasai. In other words, that you should be able to go and eat first night. Should be able to eat the second night, and then the second morning, in other words, on Chol HaMoed, then you have to go and burn it. If the Torah says the word boiker, it means boiker rishon.
So how does he explain then the boiker that we don't?
No problem. Reb Luz Lechoyra, Reb Luz Ben Azariah, the Pusik works a little bit better than according to Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because on Ein Hachanami the Pasuk Taka says Babaiker, and it says it twice. Right. So you're saying that you're heard it a second. But remember, it also says it the first time. Why does the Torah repeat Baiker twice? The first Baiker is the first morning. Don't leave it over till the first morning. If you left it over till the first morning, don't burn it the first morning. You have to wait till the second morning for the Sreifa. But we're not saying that the first biker is the second biker. The first biker is the first biker. The second biker is the second biker. The first biker is a deadline for eating. Make sure you're finishing the Karban Pesach that night. If you didn't eat it that night, it waits until the morning. You're oivele simemenu ad biker, biker, reshine. That lechoyer everybody should hold. Right. That's what Blue Ben Azari is saying. Ah, you're telling me it says boiker twice? At Moscow it says boiker twice. That's the guy with the din of Sreifa. When do you burn it? You don't burn it the first morning, you burn it the second morning.
Why don't you burn it at night? It's already after Yom Tov.
That's just a good to Shaila. Why does the Torah mak bedafke boiker? But the point is, since the Torah says the word boiker twice, everybody darshins that you don't do the Sreifa on Yom Tov, you wait until after Yom Tov. The question is, how do you define the first biker? Says Rabbi Kiva, since the second biker means the second one, so the first biker also means the second one. Simple as a nah! First biker, stam biker means biker rishayin. The Torah repeats biker twice, so the Sreif is not a biker shayin, but not the achila. Good. Omer Rava. You have to make sure to eat the matzah before chatzos, and that's why everybody eats shnell before chatzos. You eat the matzah. Pei d'mar pshita, give this a pesach, it pesach tami. Says d'mar ma'ud, the same how afki krua mehekeisha. I would think that the Torah went and was mafki krua mehekeisha kamash landchi. I had the krua lemilza kamaisa hadre. What does d'mar mean with this? See, if you look at the Shbam on the bottom, five lines from the bottom, Ma'ud is saying Ma'afke Rachmana Lechovis Matz Belayla Rishon Mehekeisha the actual money of Kepesach Bahaykra Dal Matzis Umroyim Yechlu the Afke Rachmana Bahaykra Sheshis Yom Teichel Matz Yom Yishvi Mashvi Rishos Av Sheshis Yom Rishos Belayla Rishon Nabi Memashma Al Ma'afke Rachmana Mehekeisha Al Matzis Umroyim Yechlu Lechovis Matz Belayla Rishon Ba'ok Me Rishos Kamashvalon Chiyahad Yikra Lechovis Matz Belayla Rishon Bezman Azeh Dechsib Erev Teichel Matzis Talking Afke. In other words, this is going with the rubber that we had on the Amud Aleph. I would have thought that since the Torah talks about the matzois, that it's all a matzim rei miyachlu, but then the Torah says, be'erev toichlu matzois, forget about the hekish of eating the korban pesach together with the matzis of the mar, because matzim is manazer ziyaraisa. Also, it's abazundr, it's a separate chiv. Nothing to do with the korban pesach. Nothing to do with the korban pesach. Or afkir akrom me'akesha. How? By repeating the be'erev toichlu matzois. So it's no longer a mitzvah which is inextricably bound to the din of Korban Pesach. It's a separate mitzvah of the Atzmai, and therefore, since it's a separate mitzvah, it's no longer tied to that Chatzoy's deadline of Rav Luzman Azariah. Kamashulan, Chiyad Rikra. When the Torah repeats, Barav Toich Lamatzois, Einachram Mitzvah Bazund Rechiv, but it still remains within the original framework of like the Korban Pesach. Just like the Korban Pesach has to be eaten until Chatzois. Same thing, the matzah has to be eaten until Chatzois. And Mitzvah Kamaisa Hadrei. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Imechem will be Messiah tomorrow.